At Lowe's, our members get more. With the My Lowe's Rewards programs, you can shop member-only deals for your home and business every week. Plus, members earn points on eligible purchases. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Anyway, you flip it, though, it's the same case. Even if you go, even if it's a lesser charge, even if it is just manslaughter, you're going to have the same arguments, at least from the prosecution, I would think. I mean, hopefully a little more clear, a little easier to digest for the jury versus how they presented it here on round one. But at the other side, I mean, yeah, do you go with the whole, you know, conspiracy thing, or what do you do? And you still have, you know, bad actors in this that are going to be exposed again to another jury. Does it make any sort of sense? You still got Proctor at the end of the day. And that's the I think one of the big things that, in my opinion, I think probably really made some of that jury turn and think, well, you know what? There's just too much reasonable doubt here. I mean, to refresh everybody's memory, let's take a look at some of the greatest hits here of Proctor as described by the defense of Karen Reed.
And from all accounts, he didn't do a thing wrong. That was your decision 16 hours into the investigation, correct?
Yes.
And the other decision that you made and the other determination you came to was my client, Karen Reed, was a whack job cunt, right?
Yes.
What else did you say in response to she's hot at least? Or she hot at least, question mark?
So following that text, I responded, yeah, she's a babe. Weird Fall River accent, though. No ass.
Yeah, she's a babe. Who's the she?
Miss Reed.
Weird Fall River accent, though. You talking about her, the way she talks?
The accent.
And no ass. Now you're talking about her body, her physique, correct?
Yes.
You think that's appropriate?
Absolutely not.
Then Bird chimes in with a little comedy. Ah, not newsworthy then. Correct?
Correct.
In other words, well, if she didn't have an ass, nothing to see here, correct?
Objection.
Sustained.
And then 5051 says, oh, she's skating. Right?
Correct.
And what did you write after that?
My response was zero chance she skated.
And then what did you write?
She's fucked.
Zero chance she skates. She's fucked. Right?
Correct.
You decided on the 29th of January, 17 hours into this investigation, you decided individually, Trooper Proctor, you're not only going to put it on the girl, you decided you're going to make sure this is cut and dried, and the way you're going to do it is to make sure that she's fucked. That's what you were saying.
Objection.
All right, so that's sustained. You can, the content's fine. You have to ask it differently.
17 hours into this investigation, Trooper Proctor, you made the decision that you were going to put it on Miss Reed, didn't you? Put the case on Miss Reed. She was going to catch the case, correct?
No, absolutely not.
How do you get over any of that? How do you, I mean, that's the thing.
I mean, look, they did, though. I mean, they got a hung jury. So,
well, exactly. That's the thing. But how are you not going to get the exact same results again or not guilty? I just don't see a very clear path here to actually getting her on something. I mean, granted, there is evidence there that is kind of irrefutable, like the taillight being embedded microscopically in his clothing. That to me is a hard one to get over. I think there's other pieces that can be questionable, but that's a hard one.
Well, I mean, look, here's the thing with retrials.
Yeah.
Is that everybody has the ability to be able to say, okay, this was a real weakness in our case and we need to address it. And, you know, like people are trying to make that sound as if it was a definitive. They said that it was consistent with Taylor. It's not the same thing as being it.
But it was in the clothing.
Right. But what I'm saying is it's consistent with doesn't mean that it is it.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I understand that it was in the clothing. If I'm the defense and I'm aware that that's an issue for people, okay, then I'm getting my own expert to give me a list of 20 other things that are consistent with that type of plastic. I mean, we can't pretend that it's the only type of plastic because we're talking microscopic pieces.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, how do I, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get an expert to try to rebut that because you know that that's an issue coming in, mm-hmm. you know, so because this is the thing, this case, strip away the charges and all the other bullshit. This thing boils down to one thing for people, mm-hmm. for jurors. Did she hit him or didn't she hit him? Like all the rest of it is all a bunch of bullshit. If people believe that's what's never going to change.
Yeah.
And there is not enough evidence either way mm-hmm. to know definitively that that too is never going to change. We're still going to have, they've got the microscopic pieces of plastic that are consistent with the taillight in his shirt. You know, we've got the, I hit him. Those things that are compelling to the people that firmly believe that she was drunk or she was drunk and pissed or she was both mm-hmm. and she rammed them are never, ever changing their mind about that.
Sure.
Like if we didn't learn anything from those incredibly well-written jury notes, it's that.
Yeah.
There is a fundamental difference of opinion as to what happened that is never going to change. I mean, it was it's exactly what we said was going to happen because of it's exactly that they, I don't think that they're, I don't know where they're going to go to impanel a jury. Like I the moon, it's got to stay in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
It has to, but where are they going to go?
Yeah.
To impanel a jury that maybe they get lucky. And 12 people have never heard about this case. Because if you have heard about this case, you have formed an opinion.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast. Next.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.